All right, welcome to Stay on the Right Track with Odjugo Ajonwa. Welcome to the very first edition of our podcast. I'm your host, Odjugo Ajonwa, MBA, PMP. I'm the co-founder at Right Track Consulting Nigeria Limited. Why this podcast? In 2019, we have decided to bring valuable information to our listeners on a flexible platform so that you can listen to it, you know, on the road, at home, during your lunch breaks, etc. It's a weekly podcast and it has a minimum of 3 to 4 podcasts. We'll have a minimum of 3 to 4 podcasts a month. Guests will be featured from time to time. We'll have an announcement coming later during the first quarter for you to guest, you know, come in as a guest and, you know, and we'll have a mini interview with you. And this is episode 1. Today's episode's focus is a title, Passionate to My Heart. It says, is this a business or hobby? Now, this is going to be a 5-minute listening, but it's going to be really valuable as we kick off business activities in 2019. So I'm going to be reviewing from a book called The $100 Startup by Chris Gullaboo. One of the things Naomi does well is continuously remind her clients about the need to actually make money. This may sound simple, but busy entrepreneurs can easily become overwhelmed, you know, with all kinds of projects and tasks that has nothing to do with making money. I've noticed in this age, now, this is my own contribution. A lot of us are distracted, not just our kids, not just little children. Adults are becoming distracted, you know, because of the internet, you know, use of social media, fast-moving images. And as business owners, we have to be accountable for our time. You know, we really do have to be accountable for our time. Putting the focus on income and cash flow, measuring everything else against those standards, ensure, you know, that a business remains healthy. Here is how Naomi explains it. Remember, the goal of business is profit. It's not about being liked or having a huge social media presence, especially for online entrepreneurs. You know, it's not about, oh, I have 1 million followers. Oh, I have 10,000 followers. Oh, it's 5,000. You know, it's not a popularity contest. It's not also about having amazing products, services that nobody buys from month to month. It's not about having a beautiful website or perfectly crafted email newsletters or an incredibly popular blog, email, podcast, you know, whatever thing you've added to your business. In larger businesses, it's called accountability to shareholders. Business is not a popularity contest. The CEO doesn't get away with saying, but look, we have so many people like us on Facebook. Shareholders will not accept that. You're the majority shareholder in your business and you have to protect your investment. You have to make sure your recurring activities are as directly tied, you know, to making money as possible. There's nothing wrong with having a hobby, but if you call your business a business, you have to make money. And that's the truth. Naomi is right. On any given day, there are all kinds of things you can do that has nothing, you know, to do with you making money. But you should be careful about those distractions, because without the money, there is no business. I will add this. On CNN, I watch Richard Quest a lot. He says, whatever you're up to in the moments ahead, make sure it's profitable. So without profits, not just money, of course you could have cash flow, but without profits, there is no business. Many aspiring business owners make two common related mistakes. One, thinking too much about where to get the money to start their project. Two, thinking too little about the business income. Where would it come from? I have a friend that talks about the pocket no dry, you know, income, where every day, you know, every week you know what you're going to sell, even if it's a service, even if it's a product, you know the numbers, you know your numbers, so that your business does what stays profitable. So that's just an excerpt from the book, The $100 Startup. I hope you enjoyed that. We'll have more interactions with this book as we move ahead. Remember, this is a mini, you know, podcast. In 10 minutes, you know, you're done listening, but we'll always ensure we add value to you. As we rounded up 2018 in one of our closed Facebook communities, the Sprout Business Communities, we held a business review, you know, and we asked a series of questions from participants. One, do you have a business plan? Over 75% of respondents said no. Second, do you have a marketing plan? Again, 80% said no. The third one, did you meet your target in 2018? 80% said no. You know, a bit of them met, you know, some of them by, you know, maybe 50%, their targets by 50%, but it wasn't really what they expected. Now, it's not, again, all about planning, having all these plans, but it's about executing, you know, getting your hands wet, you know, like we would say, or getting your feet dirty with the work of executing, you know, those plans you have written out. I'm sure by now you've set your goals. In 2019, let's do things differently. Let's be intentional about the change we so much desire. You see, there is a method to achieving business success. There are proven concepts, there are proven frameworks. There are case studies of similar businesses you may need to take a look at in 2019. In 2019, you pray and work. You also work and pray. Do you need help to create a roadmap to improve your business outcomes in 2019? We make use of a process improvement strategy to take a look, you know, back at what you have been doing and use the frameworks and the concepts that are proven to advise you on steps and things you need to take, you know, to actually arrive at that destination that you will smile about when the year runs out. Start with a free 30-minute discovery call. The link will be underneath this audio. And also, I would call out the link here, https://bit.ly/discoverrighttrack. discoverrighttrack. If you have questions about our podcast, you can also email us at info@RITETRACCONSULT.com.ng. I hope today's topic has been inspiring, you know, and it helped you to take a look at things differently. Next topic, you know, we'll bring it soon to you, is career growth strategies that you can start in 2019. Do you have a need for a topic to be featured? You can also email us and suggest that to us. Thank you.